Tondar leaders have claimed several times that no children and women were killed in the bombing.
That's the fabrication Putin has made, and those are all lies. Most of them were Baptists and the people who were supporting the regime in Iran.
While in Shiraz, though, we met with the Keshavarz family, who lost their 14-year-old daughter, Raziev. 2 years on, Raziev's bedroom, once filled with life and laughter, is still the place her parents mourn her loss.
مردم آمریکا بنه از طرف ما از دولتشون بپرسن که چرا دولت آمریکا میاد حق مردمش و حق مسلم آسایش مردمش رو میده به یه عده تروریست و حمایتشون میکنه که بیان امثال بچه من و خیلی کسای دیگر رو حق زندگی رو ازشون سلب بکنن.
How could that happen? These people, they proudly announce we are terrorists, we live in the United States. I am going to ask them when I go there, I'm going to ask them. I have an attorney, he's a good attorney. I'm going to ask him, how could that be? The people put sight in computer and says, we proudly announce that we are killing people, we are bombing people, and we are terrorists.
In 2009, Press TV asked US State Department spokesperson Ian Kelly about Tondar and its funding. He gave us no clear answer.
What is the official stand from the United States on this organization?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've asked several questions there, and I think that we would need to look at the event itself. I mean, obviously, if it was an event that innocent people were killed, we would deplore that. We deplore all acts of terrorism. And regarding their funding, I don't know that we would have a comment on that. But if you want to send us the link, we can see if we can get something for you.
For this program, we tried again to see if there's any official statement regarding the group or Mr. Taghavi. We've not heard back from them. Iran sees Tondar as a terrorist organization, but the US does not. The group operates from US soil and openly talks about aggression against Islam and Iran. But why is the US, who says it's at war against terrorism, not doing more to look into the group?
The issue of investigating Tondar has suffered from the lack of relations between the US and Iran. Under normal circumstances, when there's a case like this, countries get together and have a mutual exchange, a mutual legal agreement, where you exchange information, you ask for information, you have people go and interview the suspects or witnesses, collect information and evidence, and exchange it and send it back so that the country would be able to build their case. So under a normal circumstance, Iran would have been able to call the United States and said, there's a problem. Under our treaty, our mutual exchange treaty, agreement treaty, legal treaty, we ask you to go and pick up this person, interview him or her, whatever it may be. But the fact that we lack that relation, I think not only hampers the ability to have an investigation, the tools, but also it impacts the knowledge that authorities in the United States have. Now, the authorities may be well aware of Tondar from a U.S. perspective. They may be monitoring to see what they are doing within the United States, but they may not have the same information that Iran has regarding Tondar, because Iran is on the other side of the equation, or the other side of the spectrum.
Many Iranians see the U.S. action regarding Tondar as a continuation of American aggression towards the Islamic Republic. Iranians have been victims of many terrorist attacks over the last 30 years. They've lost innocents and loved ones. The victims we spoke to in Shiraz were disappointed and upset that the world media hasn't told their story and that the US government hasn't done more to stop groups like Tondar. The risk always remains that unless the US is being as aggressive about terrorism bred on its own soil as abroad, and as long as the brains behind these terror attacks are living safely in their homes in Los Angeles, another attack like the Shiraz bombing of 2008 could be just around the corner.